Oh, Columbus.
Yeah. The biggest city in Louisiana.
New Orleans.
Mm-hmm. And the capital of Louisiana.
Baton Rouge.
And the biggest city in southern Ohio, where your friend's going for the weekend.
Oh, Cincinnati.
The Kentucky Derby is in
Louisville or Lexington, I don't know.
Louisville.
Okay, the country that's across from England, where Dublin is.
Ireland.
Okay, Paris is in
France.
Moscow is in
Russia, USSR.
Okay. If I ask you how far it is from here to Kingston, you'd say it's about
50 miles.
Okay. Let's see. Oh, if two people became members of a church, you'd say that they
joined.
And in church, you pray to
God.
And
Mary, if you're Catholic.
Okay, well, yeah, God was the one that said before. The preacher preaches a
sermon.
And the choir and the organist provide the
music.
If you had a flat tire on the way to church one Sunday morning, you might say, I better hurry. Church will be over
before I fix my flat tire.
The enemy or opposite of God is called the
devil, Satan.
And what is it that people think they see at night to frighten them?
Ghosts?
Mm-hmm.
Boogers?
Okay, say that.
Boogers?
Yeah, that's another one of the things. Okay, if there was a house, kind of a deserted house.
Spooks?
Yeah. And if you were describing the house that had spooks in it or whatever, you'd say the house was
haunted.
If you were given a choice between doing two things, you might say, well, I'd
do one or the other.
Okay. If you were using the word rather, you'd say,
I'd rather do so and so.
And then you might say, if you were using the word instead, you'd say, I'd like to do this.
Instead.
Okay. Have you ever heard the expression right smart?
Mm-hmm.
Have you heard it used?
He's a right smart fella.
Oh. Have you ever heard it used in talking about as a measurement?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
It's a right smart bit, or that's the right meaning quite a bit.
Quite a bit. Mm-hmm. Okay. If somebody came to see you and you enjoyed their visit, you might say, well, come
back. Come again.
Mm-hmm. On Christmas, or right around Christmas, when you meet someone, you might say,
Merry Christmas.
And on the first day of January, you'd say,
Happy New Year.
Okay.
What on earth did that mean?
Another way of saying, instead of saying thank you, you might say, I'm much
obliged.
And if you're not sure whether you'll have time to do something or not, you might say, well,
not sure, don't know.
Or would you say I think, or would you say I guess, probably? So I think I'll have time, or I guess I'll have time.
Either one.
Okay. You might say, I've got to go downtown to do some
shopping.
Now, if you bought something, the storekeeper, you bought something, so the storekeeper took a piece of paper and he
wrapped it.
Mm-hmm. When you got home, you
unwrapped it.
If you had to sell something for less than you paid, you'd say you had to sell it
at a loss.
Mm-hmm. And if there was something you saw you liked, but you didn't have enough money to buy it, you'd say, I really like that, but it just
cost too much.
When it's time to pay a bill, you say the bill is
due.
And if you belong to a club, you have to pay the
dues.
And if you didn't have any money, you might have to go to somebody and try to
borrow.
And
lots of people here say borry.
Oh yeah, you've heard, you know, heard it usually said like that.
I used to until people made fun of me so much, and
oh,
I changed
really?
It to borrow.
That was your, but that was used
mm-hmm.
to be your. Yeah, I had a lot of things like that. I used to say, well, I'm not hearing that now. I used to say pint and night, you know, and all.
Mm-hmm.
That. Well, you know how everybody. Yeah. That's just where we are. Okay, during the 30s, money was very.